The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my question. Let's kind of get uncomfortable. Safe space, as we said here. No bad feelings. What was your reaction to C.J. Stroud's reaction to Tank Dell's injury?
You talking about when he was crying?
What was your... Yes, I think you know what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, I was just making sure
I
understood the point, what he was focusing on.
Because I've seen a lot of, I would say, from what I've seen, it's 80-20 into direct praise towards CJ. And I would say or even more, as he has spoken on it. And again, I want to make clear, I don't think anybody's right or wrong for it. I don't like throwing the term soft for kind of being emotional right? I don't like that. I've gone Dick Vermeil, especially since I've had kids, and just cry at the drop. So I don't think you're soft or weak.
Pretty bold to call football players soft in general.
But I am curious, in the moment when it was happening, and you knew exactly what it was, a devastating knee leg injury, now that we know there was a kneecap issue and torn ACL, what was your reaction to CJ's reaction on Tank Dell?
So in the moment, before I knew what was what, right, when we're just kind of living in the moment and you see the reaction, my thought was, is this like last week? Is this as bad as or worse than last week? And remember, we were at the game the previous game, right? The previous Texans game that was at NRG when we had the Grant DuBose injury from the Kalen Bullock hit. And that was a scary scene. Like, we sat
closest
there.
Closest thing to Hamlin that
dude,
I've seen.
We sat there and sat there. I actually was kind of walking around the stadium when it was becoming clear to me that the situation was way worse than I realized. Mm-hmm. And, man, I walked across the stadium and sat down in another seat, and they were still working on that young man. Right. And so that was a scary, scary, scary scene, a scary moment. When I saw CJ Stroud's reaction, my immediate reaction was, man, I hope Tank Dell is not experiencing anything close to what we saw the previous week with Grant DuBose. Obviously, it looked like a leg injury, but at that point, I don't know what's going on. They bringing out carts and his medical people out there, and CJ Stroud's crying and they praying and all of that. So, like, I just was like, not wanting to assume the worst, but hoping that it wasn't the worst. That, because that was the type of reaction that it made me think of. Like, oh my God, we just saw this last week. Is this that? I thought that, you know, is this a broken neck? Is he breathing? That type of stuff.
Yeah, and I want to get to, before I get my thoughts, and I want to get to Tyler here as well, some of your thoughts. As I said, text in. And we can open up the phone line, 713-572-4610. This is a safe space. All right, as long as you don't get silly and racist and all this stuff. But it's a safe space. I don't think there's really a wrong opinion on it. I might disagree with you. There's no wrong opinion on it. As I see some people texting in, fellas, I'm sorry, you're my quarterback. You're supposed to be the leader of the team. You need to suck it up and go back in the huddle and tell everybody the one thing Tank Dell would want is for us to win this game. You need to use that as motivation to fire them up. I love CJ, but that was extra. I have a big problem with people who cry and don't have tears in their eyes.
Mm.
You gotta get it together to be a leader. Black Greg coming in, not to be confused with White Greg. That's
been a talking point too. That one text to talk about crying with no tears in the eyes.
That's somebody very close to me in my life who pointed that out almost immediately.
I've heard that and seen that. Now I don't know. You tell me. You obviously have spent a lot of time in Kansas City. Does the cold weather have anything to do with you? With the water not coming out of your eyes? I know a lot of people have talked about that.
Yeah, I don't. No,
I don't know.
I don't know if I had a great angle on it, so I don't want to speculate. If that's the somebody texted in, CJ should have held it together. Another teammate in the same game had a season injury, and didn't bat an eye. It was not a leader like that to me. I'll get to some of the people here on the phone line, 713-572-4610. Tyler, when you're watching it in the moment, what was your reaction to CJ's reaction to Tank Dell? Before I get my thoughts out, I want to hear.
It was completely kind of like not much reaction besides to Tank's injury, except for the longer it went on. The longer that camera kept flashing to CJ Stroud, showing how upset he was, having to be consoled, and how long it went on. It was like with every minute I kept seeing CJ Stroud devastated on the TV, I was kind of like, this slightly feels a little weird, feels a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I will point out, because I mentioned the Grant DuBose injury from the week before, we didn't see, like, that was a stoic scene, right? But we didn't see anyone react anything close to that. And I would say that turned out to be a much more severe and scarier moment than what we saw. And I'm not trying to trauma measure here, but you know, like, that dude could have broke his neck. They had to immobilize that guy, right? Yeah. This was a leg injury. We didn't see anything close to that in the Dolphins game from either the Dolphins or the Texans, you know, from teammates or opponents. So again, that's why I thought about it. I was like, man, is this that? So I was glad to see that it wasn't that, but yeah.
Now, to your point, my cousin was actually at the game, and he's about 10 rows up in that section. And he said, looking at it, one, they couldn't hear, and he's saying the same thing you're saying. He thought it was maybe not just a leg, but something more. And he said to me, texting me, he said, man, I thought CJ was going to crawl into that ambulance and go with him. It was like nobody could get him that could get him away.
Yeah, and then it did not help that after the fact, he kind of ended up playing like that, right? Like he was kind of, I don't want to say checked out, but certainly distracted or perhaps still distraught, not fully moved on from. And you could understand why. Like I can honestly see that more so than what we saw initially. But when you combine them together, you saw the emotional reaction. And then, you know, I'm seeing from the text line as well, hey, I don't have any problem with the emotion. It's, you know, my concern is his ability to move past it or lack thereof. You know, that part of it all together is kind of, I think, what was disappointing about all of it.
Text line rolled through. The real question is, how long did Ron laugh at CJ for getting choked up? That's Ron does.
Come on, man.
Well, I do have an issue with that.
Come on, man.
I do have an issue, you know, when I see people starting to cry. That gets me. It didn't happen in that situation. I was just really confused. I'll tell you exactly what I was thinking in that moment. As we said, and what we're talking about here, you can give your thoughts on. You can call 713-572-4610. You could text or hit us up on YouTube and Twitch. What was your reaction to CJ Stroud's reaction to Tank Dell's injury? And for me, when I watched it, what it felt like to me was, his reaction is not matching, just to me, and everything is different for a different person. But for me, when I'm watching it, fellas, it's like his reaction did not seem to match the severity of what was happening.
Yeah, I ended up being glad about that part, though.
Right,
because that was my concern. And I was like, okay, well, thankfully, this isn't as bad, and as bad as it is, right? We're talking about a torn ACL and a dislocated kneecap. Like, that's terrible. But I'm glad it's not worse than that, because it looked like it.
And to the point that Tyler was making, as it continued, I was just like, man, CJ, boy, pull yourself together. Like, you got to pull it together. Like, he is... Like I said, again, I'm not calling him weak or soft or anything like that. But it was just like, man, he's got – like Joe Mixon had to hold him up. Like Nico had to hold him up. It was like, man, is he – like he is not going to turn the corner on this thing. Like you got to – like it was just like, yo. Like,
it was how long it lasted. And I just want to clarify, too, before some asshat texts in and is having a bad day and comes at me. Like I'm – admittedly one of the most emotional dudes you'll probably ever meet.
Yeah.
Like I'm an emotional fella. I've said it before on this show. One of the best lessons my great grandmother ever taught me, God rest her soul, she told me that the strongest thing a grown man can do is to show his emotion. So I'm not hating here, but it was the length and the total devastation for that amount of time as it went on. It was just like, man, come on now.
Yeah, same. No, I have cried over the last year and change more than I probably have in my entire life. Okay. Sure. But even with that, like for me, I just ended up being happy that this wasn't as bad as it felt in the moment. Like that's because that's how I thought. That's how I thought and how I felt was like this. This could be really bad. If CJ's crying like this, man, it's got to be worse than a broken leg. Like there's got to be like a true threat to life, health, and safety here beyond just the knee, right? So I was just glad it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, from YouTube and Twitch, Wesley comes in. It's a safe space. I love CJ. I'm gonna say it mentally was soft. Someone said you said it's a safe space. There it is. I did. Leaders need the quality of stoicism. And he also goes on here to call it like it is, Ron. It was soft. Listen, I don't like to me, as I said at the beginning, I don't feel like when you get emotional and you cry, it's soft. I don't think that. You don't know how things hit a person. I honest to God, I've never seen it before. I've never seen a knee injury lead to that. And then I think we talked about it off air before, and you said the thing that really drove it home was when he started to play, he seemed really affected.
Yeah.
And it looked like it took him a bit.
I mean, you're talking about a couple of delay of games that are inexcusable after that. You're talking about running out of bounds to lose yards, so running out of bounds into a sack after that. Like there were some game management issues that were not coaching. They were quarterback game management issues that happened after that play that were uncharacteristic of the quarterback and were hard not to link to both the injury itself, which again, you could see him being affected by that. Like he's a human being. I'm not so much like dogging him for being affected by it, but like you got the visual of it though. So like now, hey, I saw how he was affected
and
by
someone just texted
visually.
It didn't seem like anybody else seemed to be that affected.
Yeah, and
I'd
now,
say
and now
Wayne
he's playing
was the
like
closest.
That. Yeah.
Wayne was the closest. But I didn't. Someone texted in, this is absolutely silly. First of all, we wouldn't have ever seen his reaction and had the camera not stayed on his face. Maybe there were people in the other game who were reacting the same way.
I mean, that's the cameraman's job.
But
we couldn't
see. I don't think it was.
No. If there's a significant injury.
But they showed the whole. I mean, they showed everybody. Yeah. I mean, it was clear.
That's how it works. When DeMar Hamlin got hurt, we saw a lot of Josh Allen and Joe Burrow.
But we saw Stephon Diggs who Stephon Diggs was reacting very similarly to the way that
you're going to show the players that we know. We normally know the quarterback, we know the star receivers. You're going to pan across the team. No, that makes sense. And especially if you're getting that emotion, a cameraman is trained to go toward emotion. So if somebody's crying more than somebody else, so yeah, you got a lot of CJ, you got a lot of Jarrett Wayne. Right, because those were the guys that were most emotional.
We got to go to break, and I do want to get to the very disrespectful player who will be in NRG.